crackers like a noob. How I live the Mac life, making money smoking mics like crackers like a noob. How I live the Mac life, making money smoking mics like crackers like.
This is the original Los Angeles Beach Fella, Tweet Cadillac, baby. And you tune in to the G-Loop Show. West Side Wednesday. OG Sunday. We're rolling the pimp line. Tweet Cadillac, baby. Yeah. Make sure to tune in every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Put some pimpin' in your life. Yeah.
Niggas wanna know how I live the Mac life, making money smoking mics like crackers like a note. How I live the Mac life, making money smoking mics like crackers like a note. How I live the Mac life.
Welcome to the G-Loop Show, Westside Wednesday, the world famous. Tonight, we got the legend here. We got the legendary MC Frosty. He's here. He is here, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm going to give you a couple minutes to get yourself together and fix your face. Because up next, we got the legendary MC Frosty. I'm going to bring Queen Jean in. Let me go fix my beverage and get prepared for this legendary show. Westside Wednesday, sponsored by BTP Media Group. Jeff Kwan, 93.3 Tweed FM-ism. Dede Harrison. And the GLUShow.com, GLU Queen Jean, MC Frosty, up next.
You got to have knowledge in this world. You might get your personality before your eyes roll. You're doing your job every day, but then you work so hard till your hair turns gray. But let me tell you, everybody, that's the way it's fair. You got to have enough, gonna stay on land. Money will take your mind. You got to be strong now and fight crime. People screaming every day that it ain't no job on the street, night and day, making daily rhymes. I remember the days of my way. People didn't even know what dope pay. People in this world don't know what to do. It seems like magic, also voodoo. I got. Why must the artist be put on the spot? Must I keep it low pro so I won't be robbed? It's hard to find a job in this thing and it's trouble on the street, just can't be beat. It's hard to compete with the thugs in the heat. Cuz, blood, gang bangers, and it spells of pimps and dope swingers. You got to have knowledge in this world. You might get your purse knocked before your eyes curl. You're doing your job every day, but then you work so hard till your hair turns red. But let me tell you, everybody, that's the way to stand. You got to have enough of gun to stay on land.
Yeah.
what it was. It's all about blood, and it was all about love. He was shot in the brain by the street gang. Died on the corner with his girlfriend chained. His girlfriend ran fast as she could. Tried to get help while the others stood. Just looking around, saying who's on the ground? Is there money in his pocket to be found? Kids smoking sherm, sniffing cocaine, kicking back. Wake the fame, insane in the brain of what you will be. As if a cocaine is smoking, you see. Believe in me, like an ABC. Don't live your life in no misery. Remember the days that we kept it live with Tim Cates and the Jackson 5.
Hey, buddy, buddy, hey, buddy, buddy. I said, hey, buddy, buddy, hey, buddy, buddy. If you can dig it, you can get on down. Hey, buddy, buddy, hey, buddy, buddy. I said, hey, buddy, buddy, hey, buddy, buddy. If you can dig it, you can get on down.
Check 1212. Welcome to the G Loop Show. World famous Westside Wednesdays radio show. I am G Lou. I'm joined by my beautiful, lovely co-host Queen Jean is here. Good evening, Queen.
Good evening, G Lou. How are you? Radioactive, huh?
We active tonight.
That still jams, you know what I'm saying? It's like you still want to just get up and boogie. If you're sitting in your chair, you still want to make a move. So, yeah, I'm excited as well to have MC Frosty with us to have this good conversation. Legendary.
Right. And I'm going to let Frosty know it's like it ain't just because he on here. Like, I really, even though this is an old song, it's like 34 or 5 years, I don't know. I keep this song in rotation on Queen. I be playing this. This like my jam right here. So it ain't just because he owed the show. I play this anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, my mama.
It's part of the playlist. Yeah, it truly is.
Yeah, ain't it though?
Yeah, keep it alive, you know. But it's alive everywhere too. But yeah, we do definitely keep it flowing on the show. So I said, man, this is just
Right.
That's a dope song. Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Okay. Well.
So
well, without any further ado, hold on.
Ooh.
Okay, nah, I'll bring that back. Check it out. Without any further ado, let's go ahead and welcome our guest because he is here. He's in the green room, whatever room you want to call it. He's ready to get active, though. So, Queen, why don't you go ahead and introduce our legendary guest tonight.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we're bringing out the legendary MC Frosty straight out of South Central, L.A. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you for having me, Queen Jean, as well as you, G-Lo. Much love and respect.
Thank you, man. It's MC Frosty, y'all.
MC Frosty, the OG.
He is here.
How you doing?
He is here. Hey, man.
I'm doing fine, man. I'm just hanging in there, Queen G. You know, mind, body, and spirit.
Right on. That's the best way to be hanging. Mind, body, and spirit. People say hanging like snot, but who wants to hang like snot? You want to hang with mind, body, and spirit, right?
Exactly. My point exactly.
Wow. Right on. MC Frosty, man. Hey, man, I want to welcome you to the show as well, man. It's definitely an honor to have you here. Like I was telling Queen, you know, I always keep that song rotation. We always banging it, you know, not just because you're here tonight. My homeboy just hit me, Big Snow. He's a lowrider fanatic. He said it stayed banging in the riders. I guess you know that. But it's just an honor to have you here, man. And how does it feel? I just wanted, before we get started, to know that it is, I don't know how many years, that 30, 40, I don't know, man, to still be just like off of that one song, man, to just be like respected and people still bumping your shit and all that, man. I mean, how does that feel, Frosty?
Man, first and foremost, man, thank y'all for having me, man. You know, it's been a pleasure. You know, I made that song in 1983, and we didn't release the song until 1984. You know, when I went to the studio and said Cuz Blood on the record, people say, man, they won't play that song on the radio. I said I wrote it, and I'm going to say it. You know, so I said I'll deal with that later. And throughout these years, kept going.
Wow. Wow.
So
and how was that, like you said, how groundbreaking was that for you to even, like you said, do that? That was the first time that being heard like that, you know, on radio, you know, I mean, just on wax, really, you know, like that. Even though you had the other stuff, you were saying Cuz Blood and, like you said, really putting it out there. But it was still funky and fun. But how groundbreaking was that?
Well, it was very groundbreaking because in 1983, it was a lot of disco and party songs, club songs.
Right.
So, you know, and so I just wanted to, you know, talk about what was going on in my environment and how I felt and speak the truth. So that's how that record came about, you know. I was just speaking truth and fact of what was going on in my environment and in some other people's environments around the world. You know, everybody have their own stories to tell, but I was telling the story about South Central, Compton, Watts, all of Los Angeles, what was going on at that time.
Right.
As it's still going on today.
Right.
Yep. Frost, how long did it take to initially get accepted? Like, I mean, it's an underground classic for sure, always has been. But, I mean, for you to put that out there, you're talking 83, 84, where hip-hop was fairly new, especially in L.A., it just was very rare. I mean, I know your label, and you guys are really the only ones doing it around that time. It's safe to say Captain Rap and the whole crew, and even on your label, like you said, it was more kind of even still that disco vibe, but you changed the game, you know. But how did initially did it come across to people and out there once you put it out initially?
Hey, man, you know what, man? It was just never give in and never give up, you know, and I was persistent, and it was very hard, especially for West Coast rappers to get established, because as far as the East Coast, they respected West Coast rappers, but they would not play us on the East Coast because they had a lot of rappers out there, Curtis Blow, Grandmaster Furious 5, Funky 4 Plus 1, Treacherous 3, Kumo D. They had a lot of guys that were vicious and that was out as well. So there was no need to play anybody from the West Coast, and big record companies like MCA, Capitol Records, they thought this rapping would be a fad and it would, you know, it won't last long. So when I decided to keep pushing and never let guys or nobody tell me that it won't happen, I stay positive to make it happen. And I mean, I did a lot of things, man, like for shows, they had different shows and stuff. There wasn't no rappers. I have to make my way in to talk to the security guard. I rap for the security
right.
guard. He let me talk to the engineer. I rap for him, and I used to make my way all the way up to the stage from the ground. I used to catch the bus to Venice Beach, and from the time I get on the bus, I start rapping straight down Venice, all the way to Venice Beach, western of Venice, and start rapping, and I form a crowd, and they come with me on the beach, and I just kept, everywhere I go, I would rap. Everywhere.
Right, right. Wow.
So it was,
wow.
And you know, it was you know, groundbreaking. It was hard. It was hard because nobody didn't want to hear no rapping from the West Coast.
Right, right.
And so shortly
right.
after me came Ice-T, which I give
yeah.
respect to Ray Mac, because Ray Mac
okay.
is the one that actually wrote Six in the Morning.
Drop some history on him right quick.
Don't know that. Yes, Ray Mac. He
drop some history
with me.
On him right quick.
Yes, Ray Mac.
Okay.
We had Ray Mac. We had Big Chris. And a lot of those guys really didn't get a break. They wasn't able to get on labels. They had a lot of things that was going on in their lives. So they used to just spit raps on street corners. And guys used to pay them to freestyle and record them and put them on their records.
Right.
So, you know, I was there the most part. Now, make no mistake about it, I left the streets. I was incarcerated for 31 years. Everybody asked me where I've been.
Yeah.
You know, I was at Pelican Bay State Prison. I was in the SHU. Security housing unit, solitary confinement for acting up on the general population. In 1996, I was watching my TV, and I said, "Oh man, it's a new record out," and it was Tupac and Snoop Dogg called "Ain't Nothing But a Gangsta Party." And I said, "Man, this is tight."
America's Most Wanted.
Then,
right.
Yeah, two of the America's Most Wanted. So I'm like, "Man, that's tight." And then I. Snoop spit in my line, word for word, cuz. I said, "Oh, that's me." Everybody, "Ross, that's you. That's you." And I said,
wow.
"Man." And so I was amazed
wow.
by that. But, you know, I give him his props. And then a lot of other records came through from what we made, Radioactivity, like how Radioactivity goes, Less Jam, Radioactive
yeah.
2, Let's Bang. Let's Bang, Cali Get
yeah.
Active. All that
yeah,
came from
yeah.
Radio
they
Active.
Gave it a lot. They gave it up a lot for you. Snoop and them really gave it
yes,
up for
sir.
You a lot. Yes, yes, sir. Shout out to Battle Cat.
Shout out to Battle Cat. That's my boy, Snoop. You know, really, he brought me back alive because nobody thought I would ever make it back out of prison because I actually lived the lifestyle that I was rapping about.
Right.
And so
a lot of people
so,
don't know that. A lot of people don't know that. You dropped a bombshell right there because, see, a lot of people just did not know that. First of all, that you were locked up for 31 years, man. You know, cause a lot of people say, "What happened to Frost? What?" The whole get down because, again, you guys were the first to do everything you were doing from the rap, you and Captain Rap and Duffy Hooks. It all the way to the label. You guys had your own label. I mean, nobody was doing the stuff you were doing to groundbreaking lyrics. And I was going to ask you, you know, how did it feel? But I guess that kind of answered it. When you have people like T and them that come after you and pretty much get the credit for starting gangster rap or whatever the case may be when you had it first, you know. But I guess that was beyond your control. But, I mean, how did that even feel to, you know, when T and them came along right after you but pretty much did what you did?
Well, you know what?
Because T wasn't rapping like that first.
You know, that question has been brought up several times. And, you know, a lot of people feel that they was first. They might have been first, but it wasn't put on wax. It wasn't put on wax. I have my little homeboy, Kiki Loco. You know, he did a true
Kiki
blue
Loco.
Tape. And that that was after me. So,
but when you had Banging on Wax, they lost their credit too when Banging on Wax came after True Blue. You know, same way.
Yes, exactly.
But go ahead.
So a lot of MCs such as me went unheard because after I left, a lot of MCs started coming through. Just like when Muhammad Ali passed, everybody said Muhammad Ali, he was the greatest boxer in the world, and it only lasted for a minute. Everybody moved on. Tupac, when he passed away, everybody missed Tupac, but people still play his music. But he was forgotten when Nipsey Hussle came through. All these were great rappers that passed away. It seems as though that I passed away because I was missing out the loop for all these years.
Mm-hmm.
I give Snoop my utmost respect for even thinking to even use my lyrics and with Tupac on his side, you know. So I never met Tupac, so that was an honor for him to even do that. I never got a chance to talk to him as of yet, but I talked to Trey D. He's a solid brother, you know, from East Siders. He's a good brother. So
yeah.
I just want to, so I don't have no... Yes, I don't have no hard feelings about none of the MCs. Man, just do what you're doing and say what you're saying. Just make sure everything connects, but keep it 100. Keep it 100. Don't try to be somebody that you're not, because this music industry is a billion-dollar industry. So you have to think. I know it's entertainment. I know it's entertainment, but at some point in time, you're going to have to keep it 100.
That part. Hey, Frost, let me ask you this, too. One more thing on that, like Snoop Dogg was spitting your lyrics. And a lot of people didn't know that. I mean, I'm just glad we're getting this history. A lot of people know now. It's years later, even for that song. It's pretty old now. But even when Snoop brought that song with Pac, America's Most Wanted, and he spit those lyrics, just like you were surprised to hear it, a lot of other people were surprised probably, and then a lot of other people just did not even know that was your lyrics and probably thought they were Snoop's lyrics. So I was going to ask you next, but you just said you haven't got a chance to really speak to him, but I'm sure he has given you your props or whatnot.
Right.
But has Snoop done that, you know, because those were your lyrics and people may have thought that was his lyrics.
Right, exactly. Exactly. But if you look at the date on my record, I made it in 1983. I released the record in 1984. And I believe Snoop and Tupac did theirs in like 95, and it came 96. Out in 96. Yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
So I tilt my hat to the, you know, to those guys, even the new school guys, a lot of good guys, a lot of good lyricists. But I want to challenge them. I would like to challenge them to speak about what's going on today, what's going on in politics,
right,
and be creative, you know, with the music and the lyrics.
Man.
I would like to challenge them.
Yeah, I hear
to
you.
Speak.
That's going
like
to be hard these
them.
Days. That might have been the last of the generation to do that these days. These youngsters, I don't know, Frost, but go ahead.
Well, I like Nipsey Hussle, what he was saying. He was very well street.
Oh yeah, that was my boy.
Plus, he was very smart, and I hate that he passed away before I came home. But I would love to hear him, you know, go much deeper into politics, is what's going on with businesses, property that are being taken.
Right.
You know, even the Black Friday, which back in the 1800s, slaves were sold for cheap on Fridays. And now the modern day slavery, everything that's sold for cheap is called Black Friday. everything bad. Black Widow, Black Devil Food Cake, Black Sheep of the Family. And it wasn't too long, it was like 15 to 20 years that they changed what's black differently out of the dictionary, because the Webster Dictionary said black is dirty. It wasn't that long ago that they changed that.
Wow. Wow.
So
that's crazy. So, that's true, though.
Yes, sir. Yes.
How did you feel? So, let me ask you one more thing, and I'm going to pass it to Queen for a minute, because I know she got a lot of stuff. But, Frost, let me ask you this. Being gone 31 years, man, I got a lot more about this music, but just you personally, man. Being gone 31 years, I'm not even going to ask you how I felt to come home. But how was it for you after those 31 years coming home to see how things were now, you know, whether good or bad? How did you receive all of that, and how have you received it since coming home?
Well, coming home, I was sad. But at the same time, I was glad. I was excited for being free. I was excited for being free. You could be free physically, but not free mentally and spiritually. So I was glad to be free overall. You know, yes, and I was glad to be free overall, but I was sad because when I noticed the community, I came back to the community and I looked like a foreigner. I said, "Well, what happened to Miss Johnson that stayed on this block that owned these three houses right here? What happened to Miss Williams? What happened? Oh, she died and her kids sold her property."
Sold her property.
Oh,
wow. Yep.
Oh,
I'm about right.
Man, you know. So you know, it's a cultural shock. You know, so, you know, I'm in the world, but I don't have to be of the world.
Right.
Come on now.
So, you know, I'm just happy, man, to enjoy my freedom, you know, and it was a lot of sad times that I was getting a lot of obituaries. All my uncles passed, all my auntie passed, my father passed. Everybody, all I was getting was obituaries, and that has an effect on you while you're incarcerated, and you're dealing with race riots inside of the prison, like in Pelican Bay.
Right.
When I was in Pelican Bay, we had a riot February the 23rd in 2000. That was the biggest riot in California history. People died, and you know you had to fight to survive.
Right, right.
It was very rough, you know. So it was very rough, but you know, I was once told only the strong shall survive. You know, a ship don't sink in water. A ship only sinks when it allows the water to get inside the ship. So I can't allow nobody to get inside my head.
Preach.
So I don't, you know, I stay firm with that, you know, and you know, I just keep my mind right, man, the best I can, because there's only one Creator, and I'm the image of Him. So I'm not perfect at all, and no one is.
Yes, sir.
But
yes, sir.
I'm just striving to do my best, brother.
Man, sound like you're doing it, man. Sound like you're doing it, Frost, man. Sound like you're on a really good path, man. I love the positivity, and you sound good, man, and healthy and great, man. And it's just a beautiful thing. I'm just glad you're here with us tonight, man, and we can give you them flowers, man, that you well deserve, man. Because like I said, to this day, that's my joint. I'm keeping it rotation and stay banging it, and it's just original to me. So you're definitely
Thank
glad
you,
you're
bro.
Here to get your flowers, man, and glad you're with us tonight, brother. Real talk.
I really
I'm
going to
pass it over to Queen Jean.
All right, Queen Jean.
Yes, sir.
MC Frosty. Hey, let's talk about how it felt when you first heard your song over the airwaves. Where were you and what was that feeling?
You know what? When I first heard my song on the radio, played on 1580 K-Day with Greg Mack, I was on the toilet, and I had a radio in the bathroom.
Yeah, old school, old school. Old school. That's what we do, old school, right? You got to have the music right there.
Oh, shit.
Either in the corner, right. Either in the corner of the sink or on the back of the toilet lid, one or the other.
I was on the toilet lid, playing some music, listening to the radio. And I said, oh, that's me, that's me.
I could literally.
Yeah, man.
Right,
I'm
literally.
I'll never forget that day. And then I think the second time I heard it when I was at the gas station and it came on the radio. And I was like, wow, man. And I couldn't believe it. And then one of my good friends, rest in peace, E.J. Jackson, of the Jackson Limousine Service, the biggest black-owned limousine service
Jackson
in Southern
Limousine
California.
Service. Yes, sir. I remember
and
that.
He was
yes,
my
sir.
Manager. And he also
yeah,
managed
they helped the community out a lot. When it came
yeah.
to food
yeah.
drives, they gave some great food drives.
Sure did, the turkeys.
mm-hmm.
yeah,
they sure did, yeah.
Those turkeys on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
sure
shout out to Jackson Limousine.
Yeah, it was lovely. It was awesome, man. And I just, you know, I think what messed me up that I was like sort of like Nipsey Hussle. I didn't leave my community. I stayed where I was at. You know, and I continued to do other things outside of rapping. You know, in the streets, and so that was my downfall. You know, of having murders and stuff like that, and that was my downfall. I got shot, I retaliated, and then there was a domino effect, and they tried to throw me up under the prison. They tried to give me the death penalty, and I escaped the death mm-hmm. penalty. And I was able to make it back home in good spirits, mind, body, and spirit.
I'll pray for the Most High for that.
Yes, yes. And I just want to, you know, just thank everybody but still remember Radioactivity, rap. I was with the Rappers Rap Group. I started off with the Rappers Rap Group, which includes Ice, King MC, Macamo, Love and C, and DJ Flash, in which she now owns McCola Records. He was the first white rapper on the West Coast. And so, yeah, so it's a lot
yes,
of
sir.
History that nobody knows about. I was very flattered when I was at Donovan State Prison. After I left Pelican Bay years ago, the officer said, hey, man, you're in the magazine. I said, come on, man. And he said, yeah, I seen you in the Rolling Stone magazine. I said, what?
Mm.
And sure enough, they had an article on me in the Rolling Stone magazine.
Wow.
And as one of the
wow.
first gangster rappers on the West Coast, with the opening line shout out, Cuz, Blood, Gangbangers, they had that in the article. If you look up the Rolling Stone magazine, look under MC Frosty, Rolling Stone magazine, and you will see it.
Yeah, I
wow.
think that part
hey,
of the
hey,
song
hey,
is
hey,
the song
hey,
that.
Yes.
Go ahead, Queen. Go ahead, Queen.
Oh, okay. I was just saying that I believe that part of the song is the most prolific part of that song, where you know it gets the attention
it is.
Of the
that
game.
Stands
you
out.
Know,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay,
Gino,
go ahead.
I just want to jump in real quick, Queen. I didn't mean I just piggybacking off of what we're talking about. And like you said, you got the role. All this happened while you're locked up. So did you know all these years, or even before you went on, or even as the years went on, how I don't know the word appreciated or know that song did what it did and was still living through L.A. streets, and people loved that song, and you were just loved for that. Did you know the appreciation you got for that song while you were locked up?
You know what? I never did know how big it would be, or as well as appreciate it. I never did know that.
Right.
You know, I just had some words that I had to get off my chest and was keeping it 100, and I did not know that I was one of the groundbreaking, this, you know, that came out with it, you know, because everybody told
mm-hmm.
me it would not go. They would not play it. And so I was like, I said,
right.
Well, I'm going to have to do it. So it was, it's amazing. I heard a guy on his Harley Davidson playing it, and then I was like, oh, man. I said, wow, you know. So I just appreciate it. I appreciate Lowrider Magazine because they, you know, they have me. You know, they play it. You know, I'm in the magazine, the Lowrider Magazine, Hip Hop from the Tip Top, do the L.A. Dream Team, and all the West Coast hip hop rappers, and I appreciate it all, man. If I had to change anything, I wouldn't change nothing. I wouldn't change nothing, but for the world to know, I got something. I got one more ace in the hat, and I'm going to pull it out.
Okay.
Because I've been writing when I was up in there.
Okay.
Hey,
okay. Okay. The ink ain't dry yet, huh? The ink ain't dry yet.
No.
No.
The ink is not dry. I'm doing the spoken word poetry. And I'm doing a lot of things that will open up, you know, the minds of others.
And then, you know, check this out, Frost. You know, it's opening back up after this COVID. You know, the people probably, it's a lot of those old school rap shows they put together. I'm sure some people going to be calling you soon, too, man, if they haven't already.
Yeah. I want them to call me. My Instagram is... OG, it's the lowercasing, OG, lowercasing, Frosty, MC
no,
Frosty.
No, that's not it. No.
It's
that's
not it?
I'm going to give it to him.
Well, you can tell I'm out of touch. Give it to him.
It's all lowercase, but it goes.
Underscore.
All lowercase, underscore, OG, underscore, big, underscore, Frosty.
Big. Ooh, how
Frosty.
Can I forget
yeah.
big?
See, yeah, how could you forget big?
You got to do it big.
Queen Jean, get it right.
You got to do it big, man.
Thank you, Queen Jean. Now, you know what, G-Lo?
Yeah.
Now, I'm keeping the 100, G-Lo and Queen Jean.
Okay.
They didn't have Twitter when I left. They didn't have Instagram.
Right.
They didn't have Facebook. They didn't have none of that.
Right.
So now I'm getting back into the floor thing, and I'm playing catch-up.
I just tapped in, too. I see you over there, Swole. I just tapped in, too. Okay, go ahead, man. I see you.
Right, isn't he swollen?
Oh, yeah,
I've
on the
bench
press, that was 315, by the way.
Yeah, standing by that black beauty. Hey, MC Frosty.
Right.
Yes.
If you can you recite that spoken word that you recited to me earlier this afternoon? Can you just spit that out? Because that was pretty dope.
Oh, sure. No problem. Lies, and deceit. Death certificate with no receipt. They branded us like cattle of beef. Hard labor of sweat dripped on my head and left prints of our feet on the concrete. But wait a minute, let me speak. We two pastors have forgiven. How could the dead ever forget the living? They roll over in their graves too many times. Malcolm, Marcus Garvey, Dr. King, and Conrad George Jackson, who believe in action. See, the materialistic distraction of diamonds, the pretty cars, the pretty women, are making most men's minds a lemon and useless. What you laughing at, you toothless lion? In the jungle, surrounded by hyenas, ready to suck your blood and take over your communities by divide and conquer, is no unity amongst us. Enemies hunt us. Who won us? Now picture that. I figure that. If there are more black men in prison than colleges, that makes us short on our technologists, anthropologists, and biologists. Today's lesson, Columbus discovers America. Yeah, right. It's time for us to re-educate in order to educate, then regulate it rather than demonstrate it, because respect comes from the way we operate it through our teachings, our preachings of wisdom and some, whether through Buddhist, Catholic, AME, or the Nation of Islam. Just remember that all nationalities come from the skin of this one. Till our kingdom come, I recognize that I am the son of the Father who created heaven and earth and dust and dirt and created a new when you first. Ooh, the truth hurts. It caused thousands of years of separation and therefore after brought forth all these plantations, and the so-called master is the beast and cannibal. Whatever happened to that 40 acres and that animal?
You gotta give him hand claps, Gino. You gotta put that. You gotta put it up.
Man. Man, oh my God.
Yeah.
Man,
yeah,
this is legendary MC Frosty
earlier,
up in here, y'all.
Yes, you know, and that would be something to find those. There's a lot of places that do the spoken word as well. They have clubs. Some of these clubs that do the spoken, they have spoken word nights. They do it a lot in the Leimert Park area as well. They do it a lot over there.
Oh, okay.
They have spoken word. Yeah, I'll let you know. I'll do that research and I'll let you know. Maybe you can get out there and give your spoken word, because that's deep. That needs to be heard. Yeah,
that definitely needs
to be heard. Let's speak on your incarceration. I know. Let's speak on your relationship or just knowing Mouser Cody, because he was in Pelican Bay, so I'm sure that you had some type of connection with him. Can you speak on that a little bit?
Well, Shanika Shakur, that was a changed name for Mouser Cody back when we was in the shoe up in Pelican Bay, and with your celly was Gahidi out of San Diego. Mouser Cody was very sharp, and I tilt my hat to him. He was very wise, had a lot of wisdom, understanding, and he'd been through a lot just like anybody else, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I would always respect him. I remember when he asked me, he said, "Hey, Frost, I'm going to put you in my book." I said, "No." I said, "Cody, don't put me in your book." I might not make it up out of here. But so he respected that. And so, I hate he passed, you know, rest in peace, my brother, you know, and, he was overall a good brother. A lot of people might not remember the bad things that he did or said, but, you know, that's with anything. You could do 100 positive things, and you do one bad thing, and they dwell on that one bad thing to override all the positive that you have done. So how could that be erased? Let us not forget.
Right.
Yes. So, yeah. He was all right, as well as a lot of other brothers, you know. Like one of the guys, he's still incarcerated, Diamond, the Glass Cutter, very good. You know, Tony Jake, Smiley. You know, all those are good, very good guys that I wish, you know, happiness and luck, and I want them to get out. You know, Big Mel Rocks, he just got out. One of my good brothers just did almost 40 years. You know, he left when he was 16. And he just came home as well. And he's got a very good positive attitude. He's very sharp spiritually. And so everybody just need a chance, you know, to prove that they have something good within them. Because without no decrease, there could be no increase.
Exactly.
So everybody had a decrease. Now it's time for the increase. And like one person told me, you know, don't worry about nothing, because ain't nothing worried about you.
that's
that. Say that again, man. Say that again.
Don't worry about nothing, because ain't nothing worried about you. Wow. Someone wanted me to give a special shout out to Robert King, MC Marshall. So special shout out
to
Robert.
Yeah, Robert
King.
Robert
King
MC.
Yeah, my bad, Jeff.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's my brother.
King
that's
MC.
My brother. We started from day one. King MC is one of the hardest lyricists there is right now today. And if I had $1 billion word for word, I would put it up on the King freestyle.
Yes.
Because he's
they came
very
from
sharp.
Jeff Kwan. Yeah.
Jeff Kwan, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was a pleasure to meet Jeff Kwan. Yes.
Yeah. Jeff Kwan. And
yes.
Shout out to Jeff Kwan as well. And also
Jeff
back
Kwan,
to Jackson
yes.
and Gene.
Shout
I
out
wanna...
to my boy Jeff Kwan. Jeff Kwan
yeah.
is very well educated, sharp. He's a free spirit guy. I've talked to him several
yes,
times. And I really like him and respect him. Very good guy.
Yeah,
yeah, Jeff is that dude. That's
yeah.
our guy. Shout out to Jeff Kwan.
Yes,
shout
sir.
Jeff.
All right, Jeff.
Jeff Kwan.
I have to,
and I got one more thing
to
ask you.
Yes.
And then I'm a because I told you that G Lou would probably be hit more on the musical because of his involvement with this. But I wanted to ask
okay.
you because you shared it with me about those Menendez boys. Look,
oh
yeah,
yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, I was also with when I was at San Luis Obispo, one of the guys, Bruce Davis. That was Charles Manson's driver. He's like 80 years old now. So he said, "Big Frost, all I did was drive the cars. I didn't know what he was going to do." But anyway. I was on my way out, a couple of years to the house. Whenever you're 2 or 3 years home, that's like you're on your way home because you don't have to do no more decades. So when you get like 3 to 5 years, you say, oh, man, you're on your way home. So one of the good brothers named X-Rated, he wrote a song for Brother Lynch up in Sacramento.
Sacramento.
He's a very good brother, very
yep.
talented. And he has a lot of his songs out right now. He was released shortly before me. He came to me and said, hey, Frost, can you do me a favor, man? I said, what is it, X? He said, can you let Lyle move with you? I said, Lyle? I said, the Menendez? He said, yeah. I said, oh, no, man. And I said, you know, I can't respect nobody that, you know, did what they did to their mother and father. Supposedly. So
right.
I said, you know what, X? I'm gonna let him move in with me. So I let Lyle move in with me, and Lyle got to crying, saying, well, can you let my brother move in, Eric? Because I haven't seen him in 20 years, and he's on the yard. So I let Eric come in with his brother. Now I got both of the Menendez brothers in the cell with me. And they stayed in the cell with me for the last 2 years before I came home.
Hey.
Eric
well,
is Frost, very smart.
Frost, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, Frost. Just jumping in on that topic of the Menendez, how were they able to, like you said, when you take somebody like them and what they did, how were they able to, you know, make it through in there? You know, isn't that kind of looked down on, or how was that for them?
You know what? At certain prisons, they wasn't looked down on. They was looked at celebrities with a lot of so-called money.
Okay.
A lot of, you know, greed
right,
overrides
right.
everything. So they were shocked to see them. The Menendez brothers, you know. So we go, we used to
right,
go
right,
business
right.
and everybody. They'll tell their mom, that's Lyle and Eric on the visit. You know, and everybody they were
right,
so
right.
amazed just to see them. But it overlooked what they have done, or supposedly
right,
have done.
Right.
You know,
right.
so
mm-hmm.
we, you know, we talked about it. You know, because I asked him because, you know, I love my mom and daddy. It ain't no amount of money
mm-hmm.
getting me to do anything to them. But
mm-hmm.
I talked to him about the, you know, the whole thing, you know. So, you know, everything is God's hand, because we can't let nobody judge us lest thou be judged.
Right.
So, you know, you have to deal with the Creator for that. So you can't,
right.
You know,
yeah.
I really can't put nobody on the chopping block, and nobody should, you know, shouldn't put me on the chopping block, because I don't have to see you when it's mm-hmm. time for me to go to heaven.
That's right. That's
you know,
right.
So it's a lot that that goes on. Suge Knight came, but he was on a different yard, and
mm-hmm.
the captain.
That's what you was at San Obispo.
At Donovan. I was at Donovan at the time.
Okay.
Suge Knight came, and I was coming back from the commissary, walking with my bags of food, and the captain was kept calling my name. He says, and everybody said, Frosty, Big Frost, what did you do? I said, man, I didn't do nothing. What the captain want with you? I said, he don't want me. And so I went over to where the captain was, and I said, man, what's going on? He said, hey, man, you're not in any trouble. I know you're taking a lot of college courses and you're trying to get home. I said, yeah, what do you want? He said, Suge Knight wants to come over to this yard, but I was wondering, would he be safe to come over here? I said, I don't have no problem with Suge Knight. I never met Suge Knight. You know, I never met Suge Knight. So I said, my main focus is being free. So I said, you know, why you ask me? You know, so I had a lot of input on a lot of blacks when I was at the Pelican Bay. I had a lot of input on guys when I was in Calipatra. I had a lot of inputs when mm-hmm. I was in prison in Hot Desert. Those are all level fours. And I was one of those notorious ones that the people listen to when it's time to move. And then sometimes if you don't move, it could be futile.
Right.
It was just prison life, man. It was just prison life, man. I stayed in solitary confinement, you know, for 5 years, got out for a year, and went back for another 3 years. Stayed in the cell for 23 hours a day.
Wow.
But what I did was read. I kept my mind occupied.
Right.
I would exercise in the cell for 2 hours. I would do 522-count burpees Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and Saturday and Sunday I would stretch and drink coffee. Those are the only 2 days I would drink coffee was on Saturday and Sunday. So I just disciplined myself. I challenged myself. At the same time, a lot of obituaries was coming in. But before I go, I have to give a shout-out to the brother that's in prison, and this is one of my – This is the poem that they like. And they said, man, if you do any spoken word out there or anything, shoot the one that we all like. So I'm going to shoot it right now. It says, baby, they say I'm a bird because I'm in jail. But the only thing that's going to fly is this mail. I can't imagine when this letter touches your fingertips. It's just a matter of time I'll be osculating your beautiful lips with a G.I. Joe grip on your voluptuous hips. Now, sweetheart, in your last letter, you said that you loved me. Well, I love you, too. I know that you miss me because I miss you, too. How are the kids? Tell them I love them. Also, how is your fam? I'm pretty sure by now they notice I haven't been around. Sweetheart, do you tell them where I am? See, blood is thicker than water, and my son is equal to my daughter. So never mislead the kids by letting them think that another man is their father. So stay in contact. You write me, I'm going to write back. If not the same day, but pray. Hopefully I'll be home in May. If not June, either way, it'll be soon. Not much room left on this paper. But until this pen meet another sheet, I love you and the kids. Remain sexy and sweet. That was the letter.
Wow. I can see why those brothers would want you to do that.
Wow.
That was a sexy letter, though.
Well, it was Mick.
Right. Wow. Yeah, you got to get on the stage with your spoken word, truly. Because a lot of people will be able to relate to that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of brothers and just a lot of us will be able to relate to your spoken word.
Exactly. I really thank you guys because, you know, it's been a long journey. Not for only me, but for everybody, you know. Everybody, you know. It's a lot of people incarcerated that never been to prison. They just incarcerated mentally. There's no way out. You know, homeless people. Yeah, it's homeless people out there, you know. And, you know, don't have nothing
homeless,
to eat.
Know,
they don't know when they're going to get their next meal. So they're incarcerated.
How did
you
it
know,
feel to
so,
see that part, though? That homelessness situation. It is out of control, man. How does it feel to see that part? I mean, I know it's always been homeless, but when you came home, I know you seen the difference out there.
Man, it's so terrible. I've seen so many.
They're literally in your outside your
on.
Front door.
Man, you know, I went to the, I had gotten my car detailed. And I said, you know what? I haven't had no Jack in the Box in years. I got to hit Jack in the Box. I got to hit the McDonald's. And everybody, are you serious? Mm-hmm. I said, yeah. Y'all been out here. I need to go to Jack in the Box. I went to Jack in the Box on Imperial and Figueroa. Now I just got the car detailed.
Oh, wow.
Right.
This homeless guy come with a squeegee and just slap some dirty water on the windshield. Let me wipe this for you. I said, oh, no.
Yeah, that's
no.
what they do. They just walk up and start doing it. Stand right there.
No, I almost had a heart attack. I was like, oh man, no. So, you know, those are some of the things you deal with. You know, it's a cultural change. It's you know, but you know, I have to adapt. You know, and I am adapting. You know, and
did you feel
good to be free,
come home? Did you come home before the pandemic or after the pandemic?
I came home during the pandemic.
During the pandemic.
Mm.
So you really came
during
home for a whole big difference. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
that's a lot of
adjustment home,
right
know.
There.
Yeah, and the mask and everything, and I was like, oh man. So I said, ooh. But when I first seen the, you know, the mask, I was like, what, he get ready to go do a robbery, a 2-11? What's going on?
Why are you using the phone? The 2-11. Was it a 2-11A or a 2-11 Fourth or Fear?
Man, all of them, you know, 187.911, 211, I see you in heaven.
Yeah, man.
I was like, wow. And then, you know, I just, you know, I'm kind of a big guy, you know, so I went to Target a few times and I said, hey, man, you kind of swole there, you know. I was like, oh, okay, thank you, brother. You have a blessed day, you know. I'm like, yeah, I don't see a lot of people exercising out here.
Hey, how
yes.
was it, I was going to ask
and
you
nowadays,
that. How has it been to keep your routine? How has it been to keep your some type of routine, or how has it been for you to keep some type of program since you've been out? I know it's not
well,
that easy.
Well, they took the waste from us because it was too many big brothers in prison that had 21s and 22-inch arms. Everybody in Pelican Bay damn near looked like Cookie. So you can imagine, you know, mm-hmm. 100 guys on swole and exercising every day, and as well as reading and studying, that's a threat. Any black man that's big and very knowledgeable and sharp, they will find a way to lock you up, and they was locking us up inside the prison by sending us to solitary confinement. And so I was like,
right.
Yeah, so, and, you know, the officers, they was only weighing 150 pounds. Here we come at 275, 280. Some of the brothers weigh 300. And so, okay, it's time to lock up. Hey, man, lower your voice. Man, who you roaring your voice at? So they was very
intimidated. Right.
Yeah, so.
Right.
It was, you know, but, you know, respect goes a long way, man. Respect goes a long way. It can open the door for you or it can be a quick exit.
Right, exactly. Hey, Frost, I was asking, though, how have you been able to keep some type of routine or program since you've been home? Like, I know it's not that easy, you know, with all this time on your hand to keep some type of a program with your exercise and everything. How have you been able to keep up with that since you've been out?
Well, see, I have two nephews, and one is about to go to the NFL, and my other nephew is about to play Major League Baseball. He's playing at Sonoma State University. And all of his friends went to the Major League Baseball, so they was waiting for me to come home to exercise with them. So we started just exercising together, and they have to stay in shape, you know. So it just kept me going. And it's like drinking water. I have to exercise because you've been exercising for so many years, and you stop, your body don't feel right. That's just like a cigarette smoker. If you smoke a cigarette for 30 years and then all of a sudden you just stop, you're going to be like, hold on, I need a cigarette.
Right.
So it's the same thing with exercise. I have to do something. You know, I try to at least exercise 5 to 6 times a day, at least for an hour and a half. The reason I exercise
good. 5 or 6 times a day.
Yes, I have to.
Wow.
Yes, I have to. That's mandatory.
Jesus. Okay, yeah, you all right then. You all right.
Yeah, so if you look on that.
My bad. I see you throwing up them three.
Yeah,
Cross, I see you throwing up them three plates. I saw you throwing up them three plates on there like it wasn't nothing, man. I say, look at them with the whole 6 on there.
Yeah, I went to 24-Hour Fitness a couple of weeks ago. And I bench pressed 465, and my little nephew, he hit 515. And I made sure I took my mask off so they could see this great. So,
you can do it.
Yeah, age is just a number. It's just how you take care of your body. Whatever you allow to come inside your body, on the outside is going to show. That's the same thing with a heart. You know, if you got a good heart from the inside, the outside is going to show. You can't have a mean heart and smile and hold conversations, friendly conversations with people, because it'll come out if you have that mean heart. So whatever in the inside will come out in the open.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Every day I wake up. You know, when I first came home, I woke up and I thought I was still in prison. I said, oh. And I said, oh, no, I'm out. You know, I hear birds, you know, and helicopters, you know, sirens.
Right.
You know, that's a bad thing that, you know, to hear sirens, but I'm like, man, I'm free. There's a siren. You know? I'm back. It's a reality. Now it's what I'm gonna do while I'm back. What type of difference can
that's
I make? You know, so I'm just taking one step at a time. Because if you have too many eyes in the fire, it's like waves of the ocean. It's going to shift back and forth.
Come on now.
You know, when you just spoke on if you have a good heart, you're going to know if somebody has a good heart by the way they can speak. Like when I first called you earlier, as soon as you answered that phone and you said maybe 2 words and I said, man, I can feel your warmth. I can just feel that you had a... Remember, that was the beginning of the conversation.
We just went on from there like we had known each other forever.
Yeah.
You're right.
So, yeah.
You're right, Queen Jean. Yeah. I remember you saying that, too. And I was like, wow. I said, that was very nice. I said, man. And you could feel it. You know,
you can feel it.
God gave us all senses and feelings. Yeah, you can feel it.
And genuineness, yeah.
And you can go a long ways with it, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's a blessing. Exactly. It's a blessing. Yeah, indeed. You know, I'm just, oh, my God. Right now, I'm in the park. And I'm just watching kids play baseball. And I'm walking the track and talking to y'all.
Oh, wow, that's real cool.
Yeah, just walking. And so this is so beautiful. It's just beautiful, you know, to just, you know, be able to see Christmas again.
Yeah.
You know, because I should get tired of those Christmas shows being locked up. Everybody go to the fireplace, and I'm like, oh, man. I thought I would never see it again, you know, because I had so much time. So that's why I should always mess up. I said, man, I can clean myself up about 10 years to the house. But right now I'm getting ready to do all of this. And I,
you
know.
That's right.
Yes, I'll be getting back in there within a month. So I'm working on a project with the King, Robert Marshall, the King MC.
Okay.
So we working. We
there
working
we go.
On the
That's
project.
What I was going to ask you next. That's good.
Yeah. So we. What I wanted to do was do another version of Radioactivity, and get Snoop to come on. But you know what? It's this one guy that I really need to talk to. His name is Vince Staples. He out of Long Beach.
My nephew, Long Beach, yeah. Little young boy.
Yeah, his name is Vince Staples. My nephew said, hey, man, this guy mentioned you, Vince Staples, on the Breakfast Club. I said, I don't know no Vince Staples. He said, yeah, he talked about you for a few minutes. And I said, what? And so I pulled up Vince Staples on the Breakfast Club, and sure enough, he said, make no mistake about it. Y'all think Ice Cube and all these guys were the first gangster rapper? My mama used to listen to this guy, and I heard him. His name is MC Frosty. I wouldn't expect you guys on the East Coast to know who he is, but on the West Coast, that was my mama's favorite song. And I listened to him, and I loved that guy. He spoke at 100. And I said, wow. So I said, man, I want to meet this guy and give him a good shout out as well. Vince Staples.
Right, right.
So he
that's
said,
all right, man. Yeah. Yeah, that's big right there. That's big. For the youngsters to even remember that and put that out there, because a lot of the youngsters don't know that type of history. So that was big for Vince Staples, man. So much respect to him for that.
Oh, wow.
For sure.
Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Hey, Frost. Speaking on the music tip, are you back in touch with, you know, since you've come home, you know, how the music game has changed and kind of much how everything is digital and the streaming and everything. And, you know, your song is out there, man, floating around on a lot of different streams and services and platforms. You know, are you in touch with now since things have changed? And maybe I know even the old stuff and the labels and everything is kind of done out the door, kind of fresh. Are you in touch with that side of what's going on, you know, because your stuff is out there and it's being streamed heavily?
Yes. And I recognize and I've heard it's being streamed. And I've seen how the music's changed. I see how the sound changed, but it's somewhat similar back to the old school, but with a little spin on it, because Roger Troutman used to always use the voice box.
Right.
And so it seems like everybody's coming back with that.
Yeah,
and
auto-tune, they call it.
In a different way, but I noticed a change in the music. I listen to the sound. I study the sound. So I'm just laying in the cut. So I'm listening to everything. I said, okay.
But I'm talking about knowing that you got to get paid from them streams, because your stuff is streaming heavily. It's out there, you know, and that streaming is a new way of things of how it's going on. So you could probably get in touch with that and get a hold of that, you know,
make sure, you know, that, that money, some of that money's coming to you because it's out there for you.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And you know what? You're like the third person that told me about that, but I've been having bad contact, well, not really good contacts out there because I lost a lot of contacts with people that, you know, since I've been incarcerated, they have passed away. Like if EJ would have still been living, I would have had a direct contact with all of that.
But somebody getting paid for that.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's getting paid, yeah. So you need to just kind of do them trails and figure out who you can get to because you can receive some of that. Whoever is getting paid for them, and that's you on those vocals, you know. And like I said, it's a new way of streaming. You could even re-put it out yourself, you know, make sure because that is your name and everything. You could even re-put it out yourself because it's already out there. Put it on different streams to where you're seeing some of that as well because it's definitely out there being streamed. And it's on different services and iTunes and all of these new streaming services is definitely out there, you know.
Right. You're right. You know what? You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Now, it's by it being streamed and people getting paid off of it, would that make it kind of complicated for me to come back and collect money from that?
That's what I'm saying. No, it wouldn't. Whoever, like I said right now, like you said, it's people probably passed away and the original people who had the rights to it or whatever the case, they're probably gone. So, like I said, with the new way of streaming, that's a whole new way and pretty much how things go now. 80 to 90% of money for music is going through streaming. So that's who you need to get in contact with to find out who has the rights or who is claiming the rights or what's what distributor or label is going to and find out who that is and get in touch with them and find out how you could find out where some of this stuff is going to. It shouldn't be that hard, you know what I mean? And you have the rights to that music because that is your name and that's you. And like I said, and also you can re-put it out yourself if you want. You know, submit it to the streaming services where you have it out there because it's out there. It's on different streams under different name, like the same name, but it sure is different people who's distributing that song because
right.
I've seen it on multiple sites.
I
you could even re-put it out, put it out yourself.
Right.
Excuse me?
You're absolutely right, G-Lo. You're absolutely right because I own the publisher and the writer.
Exactly. So there you go. That's it. That's it. That's all you need. You can do whatever you want. You can put it out yourself and find out where the old stuff is going to so you can claim some rights to that too because it is out there and it's serious. A lot of money out there for you, and we don't even know who's going is going to. The person may have passed where it's going to now, but it's getting streamed, and somebody is getting paid. I can tell you that much. Jeff told me to let you know to call Miss Linda McCall, who we had on the show before, I believe, Queen, right?
Yeah, we did. Confunction. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff said to get in touch with her.
Oh, Linda McCall?
Yeah. Queen can
put
you in touch with her.
I can get that information to her. I can get talk to her and give her your number.
Okay, please do. I would like to talk to her.
Definitely.
Yes.
There's a lot of money out there for you, man. All this time too, I'm sure it's a lot of a nice check out there waiting for you somewhere. It is. I'm sure of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm gonna have to do my homework and get to the bottom of it.
Yeah,
and I know it's going to be a struggle, but I'm not gonna give in and never give up. So I'm gonna get to the bottom of it.
That's your stuff, you know. And like I said, this new age of digital streaming, it's a whole new wave now. It's not even like that means your music has a whole new life to it now. It's not like sitting somewhere on the shelf in a CD case. Or maybe the radio not playing it. It is being streamed every day, trust me. Because even when I listen to it sometimes, I'm on my phone in the gym, and I stream it through one of my Spotify or iTunes, and it's right there. Like today I did. You know, so it's out there.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow. So you're very relevant. Yeah. You know, you're still very relevant. So let's just claim everything. Let's claim all your prosperity. We're going to put it out there in the universe. It's going to come back. You're going to get all of that.
Yes. Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes. Oh my goodness. Mm-hmm. And then, like G. Lou said,
yes, sir, I know that blew. I know that kind of blew you away a little bit, but I meant to tell you that.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if you knew, but it's definitely out there for you, man. And yes, sir. And like I just said, with this new streaming stuff, you have a whole new life, man, with a whole new breath of air with your music. Because people are streaming it, man. And just like you said, I'm sure you just didn't know this stuff. Even say, for instance, when Vince Staples mentioned you on The Breakfast Club, I bet that day or that week or that month, maybe probably your streams shot up 100%, I'm sure, because that's how stuff works now. It takes one person like Vince to mention you, and then all these youngsters or whoever, they're going to look for you on their phone. That's the first thing they're going to do is dig you up and play that music and go to that song, and it's going to stream that song. So just stuff like that helps, you know. So I'm sure even when Vince mentioned you, your streams shot up. You just probably didn't know that.
I sure didn't.
Even on YouTube, all of that stuff. Someone's getting paid from that. You have millions of views on YouTube from that song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I just recently got my YouTube.
I didn't mean to take it
today.
All there. I just
no, yeah. But you have to. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate you. I really do. Yeah. Yes. I really appreciate that. Because it's real.
Yeah.
You're absolutely speaking the real, man. Something has to be done about it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It does. And you gonna make it happen now. I know you are. You know what I mean? But tell us now on a lighter note, like you mentioned, you and King MC working on a project. Tell us what you got coming, man. What's coming up for MC Frost, man? This pandemic done ended finally, opening stuff back up a little bit, and you know you fresh out now. You really get to spread your wings. What we got coming up for MC Frost? We got the music. We got any books or documentaries? Because I'm sure you got some books you need to put out there too. What we got going on?
Well, right now, I'm in the process of writing the book with one of the guys, DJ Flash, talking about the Rappers Rap Group of how we first started. And then Love and C and I, that was on the record, MC Frosty, Love and C, we broke away and made Radioactivity. Came back to the group, and then we did When Doves Cry, Rap, Part 2, off of Prince.
I got
song.
That. I was going to play that. I got that in the cut.
And so we did that. We did a lot of other stuff. The Future MCs, the soundtrack, Beverly Hills Cop.
Hold on. Frost. Hold on 1 second. You just made me think about that when you mentioned that. I was going to ask you that. What happened with the When Doves Cry? Did you guys ever get flack from Prince and them? Did they try to flag that, or how did that work with all that sample? Like, because that was pretty much the same song. You guys flipped it. How did that work? Did you get flack for that, or stuff from the label? How did that go over?
No, you know what? I talked to Prince. I talked to him over the phone, and he asked me. He said, "Man, you know that's my music, and I can sue you." But he said, did you recreate it because it sounds good? And I told Prince, I said, hey man, I just paid for a whole lot of copies. I just got a lot of copies pressed, and I'm gonna sell these.
Right.
And I'm getting my money in cash. So if you can come to South Central LA and get it from me, you good.
that's
what I told him. Because when he first called, he said, "I can sue you." And I said, "Man, what you mean you can sue me?" And everybody said, "Big Frost, who you talking to?" "Some dude named Roger." They said, "Man, that's Prince." I said, "What?"
Wow.
I said, "Man, you know."
Wow.
So yeah, so it's so real good. I'm hearing overseas as well. Really good. That's where it really made a lot of money.
Right, right.
You know, so yeah, overseas. You know, so
that's right.
and then of course when he passed away, it boosted up a little bit. You know, yeah. So I said, oh, yeah. Man, you know. So Captain Rap was on it, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Shout out to Captain Rap. Yep. I'm going to play that in a minute, yeah, man. That song, man, that was a jam right there. I said, they just really did that when doves cry. Y'all just really did that. I said, look. Yeah, man. I'm going to play that in a minute.
We didn't have nothing to lose.
Go ahead.
We didn't have anything to lose. How
right.
You going to sue what I don't have?
Right. Right, right. Listen, and then I'm going to take a couple callers. Also, the phone lines are open, people, 914-803-4001. You want to holler at Frost. And I'm going to take a couple calls. But listen, let me ask you this. Being that you guys were doing that so early, you know, with your own label and putting out your own music, did you, like you just said, you didn't have anything to lose. Did you know or had know the impact, or did you guys have any idea, or were you just putting the stuff out there and just, like, word of mouth or – how was that for you guys doing that so early like that?
Well, I actually started rapping in 1979. And it was no West Coast rappers that was really rapping back then, and except for maybe Captain Rap. Shout out to Captain Rap, Glenn,
right.
And Disco Daddy. And then
Disco
the
Daddy.
Sugar Hill Gang came out. I said, oh, man. And for the record, I was signed to Sugar Hill as well. I was the first West Coast rapper that was signed on Sugar Hill label. What happened, they had a rap contest at the Palladium in Hollywood. And Run DMC was the judges. And I won a contract with Sugar Hill Records. Spider Harris was the West Coast representative, and Sylvia Robinson and Joy Robinson that owned Sugar Hill Records. I was the first rapper on Sugar Hill on the West Coast on Sugar Hill record label. I made one song with them, and Rich Cason is the one that produced it and did the music. And the title of that song was called "Tear Down the Rock House."
Tear down the rock house.
History.
Yeah, that was
history.
And so you
getting the history tonight, man.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, sir.
So everything that I'm telling you, you can look right up and you can find it. You know, everything is concrete. You know, so.
Right.
I'm just thank y'all because it's a pleasure to even this is the first interview I ever did on the radio station since I've been home.
Wow.
Well,
Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now. It's the first.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on. Frost. Hold on. I'm gonna take a couple callers. Let me do this before I forget, because I told Queen this earlier. Please, Frost, before you leave here, give us a drop for the G-Lou show with MC Frost. You know what I mean? That I can have for my archive that I would gladly play all the time. You know what I mean? I need that drop for you, Frost, before you leave. I just wanted to put that out there, please, sir. And then I'm going to take a couple callers.
Okay.
You got me, though, Frost? Just before we leave, you got to do it now, but I just want to remind you.
Okay. I sure will.
Let me take a couple callers, man. I got some big homies tapping in, you know, from that era, and I'm sure they got some input or something they want to ask you. Let me go to Sir Tweed is here. Tweed Cadillac. Hello. Okay, we don't have Tweed. Okay, let me go to another caller. Caller, hello.
What's going on, man?
Good evening,
hey,
sir.
What's going on?
Can you hear me?
Good evening.
What's
yes,
going
sir.
On with you, man? Oh, okay. My nigga Frosty said. My nigga Frosty said. Oh, okay.
How you doing?
I was starting using that. Oh, okay. This ready, man. Frosty, man, this is Reverend Ali, man.
Hey, how you doing, Ali, Reverend Ali?
Oh, man, I'm great, man. I'm just listening to you, man. You know, I'm just glad you out and you sprout. You know what I'm saying? You out and you sprout. And I know you know what that means. And because you got that poetry up in you, man. You know, and I appreciate you, what you're doing. I live out here in San Diego. I'm from L.A., but I live out here in San Diego for the past, like, maybe 18 years, something like that. So I've been down here with – so I know what's up with Suge and Monster Cody. You know, they was down here. You know what I mean? I used to do prison ministries at Donovan for about, like, 5 years. When was you down there, man? When was you down in Donovan?
I was down there from 2017 all the way to the end of 2020.
Oh, okay. Okay, so that was just recent.
I was
recent.
On the yard called the Echo Yard.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was done by that time. I stopped doing the prison ministries with my uncle, Adam Jeffers, back in, 2010. So I probably missed you. But, yeah, man, hey, man, Reverend Ali, love you, man. I appreciate you I appreciate you being on the show, man, and just, you know, telling people that you was locked up in prison. A lot of folks don't want to tell nobody nothing because they think everybody going to look at them like they some criminal or something, so they keep it quiet. You know what I mean? But I appreciate you throwing it out there. Ain't got no shame in your game. You throwing it out there, man. Let it know where you coming from, and you still trying to push it, man. So, you know, Reverend Ali, got love for you, man. You know, you and your
Thank
family,
you,
whatever you do, man, I'm right here, man. You know, if I see you, I'm going to say, Frosty, is this Reverend Ali from the G-Lo show, man?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I do gospel. I do that gospel rap, man. You know, I rap for Most High God, man. So, you know, I don't know what you're doing.
Do you?
Yeah, man, I'll be doing it.
That's beautiful. I got one of them for you, baby.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And so, hey, let me ask you, you know anybody named Robert, you know, Scotty D?
Scotty D.
Promotions.
That name ring a bell, but I can't put a face on it.
Yeah, we did a lot of street promotions, man, since back in the days where, you know, Run DMC and Houdini and all that.
Oh, okay, okay.
And, you know, Scotty was a promotional dude from Compton, you know, was affiliated with Bobcat, King T, DJ Aladdin, you know, them kind of people, you know, Egyptian Lover.
I remember Egyptian Lover. We recorded at the same studio with our recorded Radioactivity. I got out of there first because when we were recording Radioactivity, we didn't have a guitar player, a bass player, and the Gap Band was leaving, and we gave him $50 to play on our song.
Wow!
Wow! Right after that.
Wow! That's history right there, man. That's real history right there. Yeah. You know, so Toddy T, he had the Batarang out back in them days, you know, and so we probably saw each other. You probably for sure know Scotty for sure, man. But I just, like I said, man, much love to you, man. I'm happy you out and you doing your thing, and your attitude and energy is screeching through the phone, man. That's why I pushed the one. I couldn't let an OG just go like that, man. So I just listen. I said, let me push the one, man, talking. This is an OG right here, man. So, you know, much love, man. I love you, man. You and your family. Much love to G Lou for having him on the show, and Queen Jean, hugs to you. You know, we appreciate you, man.
I appreciate you too, man. And you know, Reverend Ali, I want you to continue to preach the word and send it out there, man. Because you know, we all have to pray without ceasing. You know,
that's right.
G Lou and Queen Jean, they awesome, man. I just tilt my hat to both of them for allowing me to come and speak and give my, you know, my whole insight of what I've been up to, what I've been doing in the past. And I just appreciate it, man. I appreciate everybody. Much love and respect.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what we need to come. That's what we need to come out, you know, somebody that's thinking like you, man, because when you come out like that, you can help folks to not go in. You know what I'm saying? And
exactly.
That's what it's all about, man. By any means necessary to not go in. And I appreciate you, man. I'm right here listening. G. Lou and Queen Jean, much love to y'all, man, having this great brother and his wisdom on this show, because he got a lot of wisdom, and the energy is just spilling out like the spirit of the Most High, like it's supposed to be. So I'm with you.
Yes, sir.
Thank
you. Yes, sir.
So
thank you,
love,
Ali.
Ali. Yeah.
Thank you, brother.
Well,
thank you,
much.
Ali. My man. Let me take another caller, man. We got somebody calling about the Biggity Biggity Bay, man. Caller 510, you're live on the air with MC Frosty. Hello.
What's happening? What's happening? G. Lou and Queen, much respect right off the top.
Thank you.
Yeah, yay.
Yeah, yeah, man. Look, let me jump right in this one. Y'all ain't never had a battle live on your show. MC Frosty, you don't know. It's the K to the I, and don't forget the G. That's right, y'all. It's King MC. What's happening, Big Frosty? Frost ready to battle? No,
that's
let me stop.
I'm just playing.
Okay.
Look, man, I just
want
to jump in real quick, you guys. Let me just say something. Frosty, do you remember when we had Dark Star, we was going to perform at Washington High School in L.A. for the Note to Dope tour.
Right.
We were rehearsing down in Long Beach at my house, my mother's house.
Okay.
In the garage. You remember that? Well, the little guy that was standing there
that
wouldn't – yeah, the little guy that was standing there that wouldn't leave, he was just enthralled. That was Snoop Dogg. He lived right next door to me. Right next door. And that's where he heard the Cuz Blood gang banging. It stuck in his head all his life. And when he had the opportunity, he put it on the record. That's where he heard it. And then another quick thing. You remember Judge Joe Brown, right?
Yes.
Okay. So me and you were locked up in Inglewood on some BS. We didn't do nothing wrong.
Right.
Trust me. I'm telling y'all the truth,
right.
G-Lo Show. It's going down. We didn't do nothing wrong. We were just cutting through a parking lot. You know how it is to go from one side of the forum to the other? Everybody cut through the parking lot. Well, anyway, some police picked us up on suspicion of car theft. We didn't break in anything, didn't touch anything. But it was Judge Joe Brown who actually set us free, threw the case out. Do you remember that, Foss?
Sure did.
Now, while we were locked up on some toilet paper, I seen Foss over there writing. Cuz, blood, gang banging, and it's dope, pissing, dope slanging. You got to have knowledge in this world. Right there in jail, in Inglewood, that's how it went down. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody up there. And another little piece of history, when we got signed to ABI under Sexy Baby, that was the first West Coast, pretty much first hip-hop album in the history of hip-hop. We put that first album out. And the guy that signed us was none other than Liberace.
Sure was.
Hmm.
On that record label, ABI Records, Liberace, sure did.
Liberace liked that hip-hop, man. You know what I'm saying? But I got to say this, man. You know, we had a big group. We all had lots of hits together, separate. But over the past 30 years, I filled in for MC Frosty. Every time we did a show, it was me on stage. You know, doing the Cuz Blood and everything. So the point people
and
thought
I
it was me.
And I have it no better than the King MC Stewart.
But, man, it's an honor to have you home, man. That's my big brother, y'all. You know, we used to lift weights together, run the streets together, all up and down Western. But anyway, shout out to the G-Lou Show. Shout out to Big Queen over there doing major things, you know what I mean? And MC Frosty, man.
Thank you.
We're going to smack him over the head with that new one pretty soon, my brother.
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Be ready.
I can't wait for
ready.
That one.
It's going to be
right. Y'all got to come back on here, man, and give us that exclusive. Y'all
got
to give us that exclusive on
it.
Here, man.
You know,
when we drop
it.
We're not a trend followers. We are trendsetter. So what we coming out with
is
going to be different. It's going to be something new that nobody ever heard, a different style. The creativity and the words of is going to be awesome. That's all I can say.
Man, I'm not going to take up the time.
That's
I know everybody wanted to talk to you, my brother, but much love. You know what I'm saying, man? Going all the way back to the early 70s, the mid-70s, we still here. We still standing. We all blessed to be still here.
Old.
man, shoot, man. You know, we started rapping back, 79 or something like that?
Yes, indeed. Shout out to everybody, whoever touched the microphone on the West Coast. It's all about us all, y'all. You know what I mean?
Okay,
thank you. Peace and love to you.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you,
love,
KMC. Thank you.
Same here, bro, man. Peace out, y'all. Peace out.
Like Eric B. Rakim. Hey, I think, man, just speaking to you guys, and like I already said, I know they're going to be coming at you guys, coming with all of these tours and shows. Like they bring back the old school rap and people from the early 80s, they're putting together this stuff. But I think it would really be great to really have something like you guys, really the first, like maybe, you know, some type of Uncle Jam's Army reunion, and then have you guys and Egyptian Lover and you know, some of just really the early stuff,
the
man. That would be dope.
I would like
LA Dream Team,
through.
Snake Puppy out there. Yeah, that would be man, vicious.
Captain Rap, Disco Daddy, and we, you know, a lot of people is not hipped on the Ray Mac, but he was the one that actually founded Ice-T. Ice-T, you know, actually gravitated to Ray Mac's lyrics. That's what brought Ice-T's style, was from Ray Mac.
Wow.
Yeah,
I'm glad you put that out there, man. I'm glad you put that out there. People need to know that because that history ain't out there like that, you know. So shout out to Ray Mac, man. Let me take another caller, Frost, if you don't mind. Caller, hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, sir.
G. Lou, Queen Jane.
Good evening.
Yes, sir.
That name just rang a bell, man. I grew up with Ray Mac. You know, man, I'm from that side of town. And Ray Mac,
yes, sir.
I never saw him lose a talent show ever. And he actually wrote Cold Wind Madness when I see folks get down. That's my boy. I know his whole family.
Right. Yes, sir. Shout out to Raymond Jordan.
Exactly. And big shout out to Kenny and Donna and Etta and Georgina and the whole Middleton camp. One love.
Yeah, and Player Ham, the Penthouse production.
And Tweed Cadillac.
That's
baby.
His man. That's the crew. That's Tweed Cadillac right there, bro.
Yeah. Cadillac. Okay, yes. I know exactly who you are.
Right on.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
Right. Beautiful thing, man. You know, man, get your props, sir. That's all I can say, man. Get your props. Because I want to get mine as well. So, man, get your props.
Yes, sir. You getting yours. If you ain't got it, it's coming.
Oh, man,
I'm
it's
giving
coming
you your
sooner than they think.
I know exactly
it's coming
who you
sooner
are.
Than they think. It's coming as sooner than they think.
Yes, indeed. That's a beautiful thing.
Congratulations,
sir. Yes, sir.
He blesses with a good mind
to
move forward and to be able to still create.
Yeah, that's the key. That's the key in longevity, man, as they say. That's the key to longevity.
Yes,
I can dig
is.
It, man. Much love and respect to y'all, man.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tweed. Hey, Frost, my man Tweed right here. My man Tweed has his own show, too, that he does, man, the oldie show, man. Where he's kind of retired rapper now, but he interviews all the legendary R&B groups, you know, that y'all grew up on, man. So that's what he does on Thursdays now, man. So check him out if you can.
Okay, Tweed. Okay, well, I just give me your information, man, and I want to check him out too, man. I have to step in on him as well. I have to.
Mm-hmm.
I have to tweet
Cadillac.com. TweedCadillac.com. I ain't hard to find.
Okay. TweedCadillac.com.
I'll text it to you.
Huh?
Huh? I'll text it to you, MC.
Yeah, Queen will get you the info.
Thank you, Queen G. Queen G, she on top of everything. Her and G Lou. Yeah. Yeah, man.
That's my partner, man. So, you know, she keep me on point, too. Yes, sir. That's my partner, man.
I got to give out that shout-out to Jeff Kwan.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
He keep us all on point. Shout-out to Jeff.
Yeah.
Okay. I just got it, too, on the phone. Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Yeah, like, you know, we have to come back and give an old-school reunion. West Coast, you know, Egyptian Lover, Bobcat. I talked to Bobcat a few times already. And just bring everybody back, man. I always talk to Captain Rap every day. You know.
Right.
So, yeah, I'm gonna have to pull Ray Mac in. He's in Vegas. So I'm gonna have to pull Ray Mac back.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Yes,
that's
sir.
A beautiful
it's
thing,
my pleasure, man.
That's a beautiful
it's
thing.
Pleasure.
Beautiful thing. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, man. You know, we don't want to hold you all night. We got a few minutes left. I'm going to just – oh, yeah. Definitely, before you go, please, can you give us a drop for the G. Lou Show, Frost, please?
Okay, G. Lou, first and foremost, man, I just want to thank y'all for having me, G. Lou. But I'm going to start off with the original Cuz Blood Gang Bangers and it stole the pimps and dope slangers. You got to have knowledge in this world. You might get your purse snacks before your eyes swirl. You're doing your job every day. Then you work so hard till your hair turn gray. But let me tell you, everybody, that's the way you stand. You got to have a knife, gun to stay on land. Money will take your mind. Got to be strong now and fight crime. People screaming every day that it ain't no job. Walk the street night and day, make a daily drive. I remember the days of my ways, people didn't even know what dope paid. People in this world don't know what to do. It seems like magic, also voodoo. A bullet went by, didn't know what it was. It's all about blood, no, it's all about cuz. He was shot in the brain by the street gang. Died on the corner with his girlfriend chain. His girlfriend ran as fast as she could. Try to get help while the other stood. Just looking around, saying who's on the ground. Is there money in his pocket to be found? Kids smoking sherm, a stiff of cocaine, kicking back, waiting for fame. Insane in the brain with what you will be, a stiff of cocaine and smoking, you see. Be leaving me like an ABC. Don't live your life in no misery. Remember the days that we kept it alive with Temptations and the Jackson 5? Hey, buddy, buddy, hey, buddy, buddy, yay. That's the original version on the G. Lou and Queen G. That's the original
yeah.
version.
Mm-hmm. The OG version.
Man.
From the OG himself.
He ain't miss a beat. He ain't miss a beat.
Didn't miss a beat.
Shout out to MC Frost, man.
Yes,
shout out to
sir.
Frost, man.
Yes,
he's still cold, man. Thank you, brother.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, man. Thank you for everything, man.
Likewise.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
likewise.
For everything.
Likewise.
Let's see your prosperity.
Likewise. And you guys are so humble.
Keep that light shining.
And I really like that. And you guys are really well versed, and you hipped on everything, for you know everything, life in general, from what I observed and what I heard.
Right.
So that's a blessing within itself.
Right.
So I just want to thank y'all, man. I just you know, and Queen Jean, just for having me to take this time out. You know, I really appreciate that. It's an honor, like I said. You know, earlier, this is my first interview I ever done, you know, on the radio station. So, I once again,
wow.
I thank you. I tip my hat to you, and it's going to be more to come. So, when me and Rock and Roll, the King MC, come out, we gonna give it to you. We're going to give it to you. I'm gonna do this one last time, and then I'm gonna just kick back and just basically do some music. Because when
right.
we're missing in the music
That's
now,
right.
we're missing that hip-hop string with that violin riding that bass line.
Right.
We're missing a lot of things up
right.
in there. Mm-hmm.
That's so true. Yeah. Yeah, well, let me just say
yeah.
this to you. It was definitely our honor to have you. It's our honor and pleasure, and we're humbled that you did your very first radio interview with the Jesus Show. So thank you for that. And blessings to your prosperity. I'm going to do that research for you for the spoken word, places that you can go, and also make contact with Ms. Linda for a call so we can get all that done. But you said someone already shot you the information for Tweed, so I'll do the other things and let you keep in touch.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Welcome. I appreciate both of you. G. Lou and Queen Jean.
We appreciate you.
In the day.
We did it. We did it, man. We did it. We did it. MC Frosty, y'all. The legend. The legend. The legend. The legend.
Thank you.
And it was
I
an honor,
I
man.
Appreciate
it was definitely
you
an honor, man. Yes,
thank
sir.
You.
We appreciate
radio,
you more, man.
Radio office.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Let me hit him like this, boss.
Compton, Carson, L-A-N-Y. You tick me off, and now I'm hot. Yes, motherfucker, the kid is back with the Jimmy Jam battle rap gangsta rap. It's 2 in the morning, and I'm on the block with a fat dookie chain and a quarter rock. With my Motorola beep about a quarter to 3. It's my nigga from the park side, Eazy-E. He said, you and daddy beat me, out the hood. Ice T got a club up in Hollywood, and it's cracking to the motherfucking break of dawn. Feebo, are you ready?
Dottie T is on.
You know, we still got cash in the 220. Half fly, half lax on things in vogue. Cause real OG stay gangster for life, and the clucks come out at night.
It's Compton's Finest.
Foes to the motherfucking G.
It's Compton's Finest.
And I don't really think you wanna see me.
It's Compton's Finest.
Foes to the motherfucking G.
Hey, hold on. This is a little show. We got a couple minutes left. Hold on. Let me go to this phone line. We got a couple callers out there, Queen Jean. Let me go to the phone line. Caller, hello, 530, you're live on the line. Hello.
Yeah, hey, is MC Foxy still there? This is DJ Flash.
Yes, he is. I believe he's still
Flash.
Oh, DJ Flash, what up, man? He's still
here. Man, I hear you spitting game out there. Yeah. What's up, G-Lou?
What up, man? Hey. How you doing, sir?
Man, let me tell you a little story. Are we live? Let me
yes,
tell you
sir.
A little story. First time we met Michael Jackson, right, because I was in Fosse's group, the Rapper's Rap Group. You know, we were the first rap group
right.
on the West Coast, signed to a label. We came behind Disco Daddy and Cat the Rap. But we went to World on Wheels one time. We was doing a show there. It was a charity. EJ Jackson was our manager. We pulled up. Ken Fields, Boxer Ken Norton were there. This one was there. Rudy Pardee was the DJ there. He didn't even start the Dream Team yet. This is 1982.
Wow.
So we go in,
okay.
and then after we performed, Ken Fields sent somebody over and was talking to Love and C. He said, hey, Ken Fields wants to meet you, right? So anyway,
wow.
they hook up, and she was doing a play somewhere down in L.A. of whatever the play was, Peter Pan.
It was called.
And
I
so we go there. She said,
"Christmas to Never Never Land."
Yeah, so we go.
Something.
She invited the whole group there, so we went there, and we sitting in the theater. Then Ken Fields' mom, she got up and said, "We got a very special guest coming in here tonight," and she goes, "Michael Jackson is going to be here with us." And this was
wow.
a rehearsal, right? You know, about 30, 40 people in
wow.
there. Wow. So she said, Fosty, Flash, can you group come up here? And the six of us, right? She goes, I need you guys to go outside and escort Michael in here because he don't have no security right now. So we go outside. A Mercedes pulls up. Michael Jackson steps out. And this is right, you know, I mean, he was the number one artist, right? We're like, what, Michael, we got all your records,
right.
man. We love you, Michael Jackson, right? And then the back door opened and Webster stepped out. So we
wow.
surround him. And we huddled him into the theater because we was out in the street somewhere, you know. I mean, I'm surprised to see Michael Jackson even out there. And then so we get in there, and he sat in the back row, him and Webster, right? And we were telling him about our rap group,
mm-hmm.
and he never really heard a live rapper before. This was, you know, when rap first started.
Right.
So we busted
right.
for him right there. We all started freestyling. Him and Webster, their jaws hit the floor, right? Just as much as we was in awe of Michael Jackson, he in turn was in awe of us because he never seen a live rapper before. He go, oh, my God, we got to do a record together, right? And then, but he went off on tour, and we were doing our thing. We were touring him down in California. So we never really hooked up again, although Fosse and him hooked up with him
right.
later, but I didn't. But we never got a chance to do the record.
Wow.
And then, like, the next year, Somebody's Watching Me came out with Rockwell and Michael Jackson. That should have been us. Yeah. That
wow.
was our Michael Jackson.
Classic.
Story. Yeah.
Classic.
You know what I'm saying? We got a lot of
wow.
stories like that, man. But when we were doing shows, you know, most of the rappers in L.A. came from DJs. They were DJs. You know
mm-hmm.
what I mean? The L.A. Dream Team, Rudy
right.
Pardee, Egyptian Lover. You know what I'm saying? Cooley, Rodney O. DJs
ben
started making their records.
Brother Henry G.
Man, all that, right? So we would perform. We went to we went to Eve's After Dark when Dre was a DJ there.
Compton.
When Clientele was there.
Right.
All them guys were there. DJ Yella, unknown DJ. All them guys. And we performed there. We were the first rap group to perform at Eve's After Dark. And they were like, man, how do you guys make records, man? We want to make records. They was honest. And Lonzo, I love him. We talk, you know, every week. I still love Lonzo and unknown DJ, all them guys. But, look, I'm so glad to have MC Fosty back. You know, we're writing a book. We're setting the record straight because everybody all over the world, they think West Coast rap started with NWA. You know what I'm saying? And it's not their fault. It's not nobody's fault. It's because they weren't there. They don't know. The people on the East Coast, people in Europe, they don't know the beginnings. You know, they know it through the music, but they don't know the story. Only the people who are there can tell the real story.
Right.
So we're writing a book. Hopefully we'll have it out by Christmas. We've got about 400 pages in the book so far. And we interview everybody so they could tell their story. You know, unknown DJ, Gypsum Lover, Boogaloo Shrimp, Poppin' Taco. You know, we cover the whole spectrum. It ain't, you know, Turbo and the movie Breaking. So this book is not about
you.
Us. This is about everybody telling this story. Hey, it's about Cletus Anderson, how he built up the VIP record store chain in L.A. That was a big record store chain, you know what I'm saying? But, look, man,
yes,
I really enjoyed the show, man. I've been sitting here in the park. Fosty said he was in the park. I'm up here in the park, and I've been enjoying the show for an hour and a half. I've been trying to call in, but KMC called me and said, hit number one, and that'll put you into a queue. So, hey,
okay,
I love you guys.
Okay, yeah, you got to hit that one, yeah. Wow.
Hey, we appreciate
Thank
you, guys.
Man. Thank you for that. I'm glad you were able to get in. I'm glad you were able to get in before
Thank
we got
you,
out of here, man, because that was big.
Yeah, you got to hit number one right there. Look, man. Okay, I'm not going to hold you up. But we're working on
the
new music.
West Coast white rapper.
Yeah, 1981. Hey, I was retired by the time the Beastie Boys came out. But then nobody know I was white. They weren't making videos back then. You know, nobody made videos. Hey.
Right.
Hey, they weren't even taking pictures back then. You know what I mean?
Man.
Nobody had no camera. You know? So,
right.
Yeah, but man.
You are the man. Yeah, we definitely need we need that book, man. We need that book, sir. You know,
man, that book's
we need
coming
that
out.
Book. I've seen a documentary. I seen
you know,
that old documentary that was out there when you got that was big too. Yeah.
Look, all these documentaries I see, they're not really professionally done. The ones that I've seen on YouTube and stuff.
Right.
But documentaries, everybody tries to tell, you know, I mean, they don't tell enough. They don't tell the whole story. There's not enough time in a documentary, you know, an hour, 30 minutes. But this book is in detail, and it's going to be by the artists and producers. There's so much stuff that went on behind the scenes. See, I bought Mercola Records. I don't know if you know about Mercola Records, but that's
the
label.
Yes, sir. I didn't know you bought them, bro.
Up and, yeah, distributing everything. I bought that from Don McMillan. He's the owner. I went up to his house in Palos Verdes in 2017, and I cut a deal with him to buy Mercola Records. So we're going to relaunch Mercola.
Wow. That's big.
You know?
That's big. That's big.
Well, Thank you.
Bring Mercola back. That's big. There's so much stuff under Mercola.
And
we're going to
do
big,
just like Mercola did. You coming in off the streets, if you got something hot, we're going to put it. It's so easy to put stuff out now. You upload it. You know what I mean?
Right.
You don't have no product.
Right.
You don't have no warehouse.
That's big.
And look, man, I just want to say, I enjoyed the show. I enjoyed for you to entertain me for an hour and a half. That takes some doing, and you guys did it.
Thank you.
That
means a lot.
Yeah.
You guys, the whole time attention for an hour and a half, you got to have something. And you guys did it. I'm gonna be a regular listener now.
Oh, thank
man,
you.
Flav, we got to bring you on, Flav. We got to hook that up, Flav.
Okay, man.
Yeah.
Hey. Okay, I don't know what else to say. I don't want to hog up no time, but I love you guys, and God bless everybody.
All right.
And the old school still lives. We still here.
Right on.
That part.
Old
school. All right, Foss. All right. I'll talk to you later, Foss.
All right, Flav. Thank you, bro.
Okay, man. All right. Goodbye, G-Lou, everybody. Bye-bye.
Peace.
Bye-bye.
All right, peace, homie. Man, the legendary DJ Flag, man, this has been an incredible night. That just topped it off. That right there just topped the whole night off right there. That was the icing on the cake. And you know, to get his blessings on here and then say we entertained him. Hey, I'm all good, man. We had two legends on here tonight. We had legends call in. It was just a beautiful thing. We got the legendary Queen Jean. It's just a beautiful thing, man. I just thank you, man, again, Frost, for coming on tonight.
MC Frost.
You're more than welcome. G. Lou and Queen Jean, thank you for having me. It's an honor.
Thank you. It's an honor
for having me, and I enjoyed the both of you. 130%.
Thank you.
My man.
Yes, indeed.
My man.
Thank you, sir.
We got to do it again soon. Got to do it again soon.
Okay.
You guys got that project ready. Please come back. We'll do it again.
Oh, we will. Most definitely. We will.
Man.
Yes.
My man.
Okay.
For sure. MC Frosty, y'all. The legendary Frost, man. He is here. He did it. Incredible night tonight. Thank you again, sir. We'll be in touch. Queen Jean will handle everything. We're going to put that information out there as well again, put the tags out, the handles. Follow him right now, _OG_BigFrosty on IG. Get in touch with the man. You'll see him right there all swole, throwing up the plates and all of that right there. Go follow him right now and get in tune with what he has going on. With that being said, we're going to get up out of here, me and Queen Jean. We got to go. I got to go. Check us out in the after hours. Shout out to our sponsors again, BTP Media Group. Jeff Kwan, thank you, brother. 93.3 Tweet, FMism, tomorrow night Tweet, Cadillac, live on the After 6 Cruise Mix, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 Eastern. Check them out. Also, shout out to the Rev Ali. Shout out to Miss Didi Harrison, the publisher, promoter, producer, entrepreneur. Check her out on Amazon.com. She also has a show she does on Saturday nights with Queen Jean called Conversations in the Hookah Lounge on the YouTube channel with G. Lou Show. Check all that out. We got the new apparel shirts just came in today. So we got the new G. Lou shirts with the new logos and signs, all of that, new everything, man. So check us out at GLouShow.com, Queen Jean of the G. Lou Show on IG, Jean V. Berkeley on Facebook. Check her out as well. Follow the movement. We'll follow you back. And until Friday, we'll be back at y'all. Peace and love. We out of here. Thanks again to MC Frosty. Queen Jean,
peace
take
love,
us out.
Solid. Peace
thank
and love.
So
solid
much.
To
thank
the, stay solid to everybody. Yeah, stay solid. And peace and love.
Hey, Lewis, Queen Jean, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hey, yay.
Talk to you
peace
soon.
And love. Out, y'all. Good
okay.
night.
Okay.